Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, seven, eight.
Hello,
ladies. 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
The 15-minute morning show podcast. We're all here except for Froggy. We miss you, Froggy.
But he's doing something really good today, so that's good.
He's raising money for, of course, awareness and for research and brain aneurysms. He, as you know, he had one a year ago. And we almost lost Froggy, to be honest. But he's out there doing something about it, playing golf and raising money. We love him. We love you, Froggy. We're so proud of you.
Do you think this will be Froggy's calmest round of golf ever, though? Because, I mean, you don't want to get excited. And we know when Froggy doesn't play well, he likes to throw things and get upset.
I think he's okay.
I think he'll be good.
He's going to throw a club or two.
Yeah, for sure.
I remember one time, have you ever golfed with Froggy?
No. I've seen it, but no.
I went out with him once. We were at Doral, I think. And he was like, God, you're going to love it. This is beautiful, peaceful. He just kept throwing his clubs and gritting his teeth and screaming.
I thought that golf was supposed to be a calming sport.
No, not at all.
No?
What the fuck are you doing, man? This is so... I had to get off the golf course. Anyway.
I feel like golf might be one of the most infuriating things I've ever played in my life. It's worse than Family Feud when Nate's the host.
Oh, that's bad. Whoa.
I know. Infuriating.
Wow. Just because you guys didn't win, I feel like, yeah.
Well, it was
tied.
A tie. We're
Nate,
okay.
We tied.
Yeah, you still didn't win. I'm not making things up there.
Dude, you're a douchebag.
You were a douchebag. Hey, do you ever associate names with people unfairly? Because I know totally. You when you hear the name Steven, Daniel thinks of Stinky Steven that she went to
school
with.
Oh, yeah, Stinky Steven from growing up.
Now, I'm not going to say which show because I don't want to give anything away, but there is a character on a show that I'm watching who is a fucking asshole, and his name is Nate.
Oh, yeah! Wow, wow, wow. Ted Lasso!
This podcast.
Danielle.
It's fine.
No, you're spoiling things.
Oh,
people.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Erase.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so now when I say Nate's name, I think of the asshole.
Yeah. Well, yeah. This happened when we were naming our second kid because we loved the name Preston, but there was a person associated with us that we knew, and he was a total asshole, and his name was Preston. And so for the longest time, Sheldon was like, we're not naming him Preston, not happening, I'm going to always think of him. And then we loved the name so much that we were able to get over it, and now we don't think of that person. Now we just think of our Preston.
So Preston's now a positive, which used to be a negative.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Scary over there. Just kind of... Just kind of.
Where are you? I'm over here.
Oh God. Anyway, all right. So that was my question of the day. I'm done.
No, cool.
That was my contribution to this caved-in podcast.
Should we go to round three of the Family Feud because it was a tie and Nate claimed he had a third set ready to go?
We could do a set another round.
If you girls want to lose officially,
what the hell?
You're not supposed to be on a team.
You're not supposed to
Nate.
Take sides.
I don't know. I just feel like the answers coming from you guys today really wasn't as strong as they could be.
We enter almost all of them.
No, from the ladies. Oh, the fellas rocked.
Diamond came in at the end with Sugar Boo. I didn't hear anyone else say Sugar Boo.
Yeah. Just because Sugar Tits wasn't there, it should have been there.
Listen, should have been there.
We can't say that on the radio, for Christ's sake.
And Sugar Boo should have been there, too.
Right.
What was that nickname that in that show we like? The drug
pussy?
Dealers. The guy from the show.
Breaking Bad?
No, the other drug show.
Friends? Why are you pointing at me?
Narcos?
Because you got me to watch it, damn
Narcos.
It.
Narcos.
No, that other show. They're in Ozark.
Oh! That's the best show.
Remember the nickname that she had for the guy she was having an affair with?
No.
Sugarwood. Because it was so sweet.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that? Oh.
I miss Ozark. Is it coming back soon?
Yes. It's coming back. It's coming back next year.
She called him Sugarwood.
But tell you
Laura Linney.
Diamond and I are the biggest The Morning Show fans.
Right? Okay.
We have another, I think the finale is this week.
Wait, whose password is Diamond using?
I'm pretty big too there, Elvis and Diamond.
Oh, you like it too, Scotty?
Oh my God, yeah.
Oh, Scotty B's a part of the podcast.
Well, can I use your password?
Are you guys going to start stealing each other's passwords?
Yeah, why
Nate,
not?
Nate, I got listeners' info. I'll give it to you. They
please.
Said share.
Oh my God.
They will
change
really?
Their algorithm.
Brody's being creepily quiet.
Well, I'm thinking about playing the feud. That's why I'm keeping my mind sharp.
Oh, he's got his game face on.
He's keeping his mind sharp.
Also, right. I'm thinking about how I have Apple TV, but I don't have Paramount Plus. I'll trade if anyone's got it.
Ooh.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to watch Clifford the Big Red Dog, and I don't have Paramount Plus either.
I'm not helping you do that.
I'll trade you a Paramount Plus for an Apple Plus.
Oh, we'll talk later.
Is this what happens?
Yeah, this is how it works.
Danielle,
just because you have a wall.
Yeah, what? We saw Clifford in the movie theater yesterday, and I cried.
Was it
that bad?
Because you spent $20 on it, Scotty?
No, it was great.
No, it looks so cute.
You cheap bastard.
No, it was matinee. It was cheap.
Speaking of Paramount Plus, Jeremy Renner has a great show coming out, too, called The Mayor of Kingstown. Where, it's on Paramount Plus for those that...
Speaking of Jeremy Renner, he has a great show coming out on Disney Plus called Hawkeye.
What? Disney Plus is the best, guys.
Was that the whole thing?
Yeah.
Can I be honest? I think they're overdoing the Marvel thing.
I think you should shush. You're not getting my password Apple TV now.
There's a Marvel pet movie coming out next year.
Oh,
you see that?
Oh, God, really?
Yeah. Marvel what?
Pets.
Pets.
Dogs and stuff.
They've got so much Marvel stuff.
You
I mean,
can't
it
touch
was...
it. Paw Patrol. There's Paw Patrol
about?
And everything else is secondary.
Loki's been off for weeks. For months.
Garrett.
Yeah, but then they had that other one. What If or something?
That was a cartoon.
I can't even
doesn't
keep
count.
Up. Do we want to play the feud?
Yeah, but we got to figure out. Okay, so Garrett's in here now. So Garrett has
I'll be a judge. I think you guys need a judge in here.
Okay.
All right.
No, it's either we get it right or not.
Wait a minute. Gandhi and I need a third girl then.
Yeah, where's Diamond?
Diamond, get in here.
Diamond!
She's eating her breakfast.
I can play for the girls. I don't care.
Diamond's
we'll take Scotty.
Diamond's been eating, so you know she's going to start cutting loose in here.
Step on the big toe. Is that what she calls it?
Oh, she's got the one next to Garrett.
Yeah.
By the way, artist of our morning show, Haley Steinfeld, is on Hawkeye.
Oh, she is? I love her.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right.
I like how you're still trying to make that a thing that we should care about.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's right. Name you all love to hate. Here we go. All right. So we had a tie on the show. So we got to go to
your hair.
I know. I know. I know it's bad. So we had a tie. So we've got to go to a third round. It's the rubber game, right? The rubber match.
The rubber match.
The rubber match. Nobody knows what that means.
What does that mean?
It's the best of three.
It's when you and Alex have the same condom on.
When it's tied. No. When you're tied 1-1, the third is the rubber game.
Okay, moving on. Here we go.
It's a thing.
Love Scary for trying to power through that. Good job.
Okay.
Thanks.
Here we go. So, ladies, I think it's your turn. Oh, Diamond. Diamond.
I feel a burp coming on. Right.
Oh, let her out.
Better that end than the other.
So, studio audience's poll, top six answers on the board. Here we go. Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Wait, say it again because he's whispering in my ear. Don't mess up.
Oh, my God.
Say it again.
Who's first? Wait, where first?
Me.
Girls. Diamond's going.
Okay. Diamond's going.
Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Ha-ha. Wine.
Yeah,
actually, your confidence is correct. You got the number one response.
There
you
go.
Okay.
We're going to play.
Okay, so top six answers on the board. We're back to you, Danielle. Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Nate's victim. Dead bodies.
A dead body. That's a good answer. I'm going to go with dead body.
Dead body? Are you sure?
Yes.
All right, you're right.
Yay!
The number three most popular place. It's a popular place to put
something. I mean, that's obvious, Brody.
Popular place.
That's okay.
Anybody would have said dead body. So
yeah, I thought dead body. Yeah.
In fact, I don't think of any of these other responses. I just think of dead body.
Great.
So here we go.
Yeah, this is
Gandhi.
Yeah.
Gandhi. So name something a person might keep in a cellar. Still four responses left.
Already did it.
A cellar. Is that like kind of the same as a basement a little?
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So like... Christmas decorations?
Good
decorations of sort?
Good. Not a lot of confidence there, but let's see. Let's see if it's on there.
No idea.
No.
That's so sorry.
That's
an attic thing, I think.
It's the same thing, an attic. No?
I've never kept anything in an attic ever. Everything always goes in the basement. The attic is like for ghosts.
Down, attics are up.
Well, okay. Some people don't have one or the other, so they got to use it for the thing.
Let's just keep playing the game, shall we?
Scary.
Okay.
Sit down over there.
Let's just call Diamond Butter because she's on a roll.
Hey.
She's a machine.
Come on, Diamond.
She's a machine. Diamond, name something a person might keep in a cellar.
Okay, hold on because I didn't think it was coming back
Googling.
To me already.
That's how it works.
Okay, let's go with... God.
You're going to get a buzz here.
Don't give me a buzzer.
Don't give her a buzz.
Garrett is bothering me.
Garrett's going to
wait from our teammate.
Wait. It's too much noise. Hold on. What is something that someone might keep in
buzz
the cellar?
Buzz her. Sorry. You ran out of time. We gave you like
it's a 15-minute morning
you got three
show.
3 seconds.
Garrett is menacing. He's menacing
and
our player.
Scotty.
You're menacing.
All right.
Get out of our screen.
Let's keep this show on the road. So back to you, Danielle. Name something a person might keep in a cellar.
I mean, I would say emergency stuff. Like how Scotty has all his emergency food and stuff that. Right? What do you think, guys?
Food?
I'm going to go with that.
For it. I have
emergency
no idea.
Emergency supplies.
Emergency supplies.
Something
great.
Like that.
Okay. That's kind of a gray area, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah! Danielle!
Well, it would have been... food and canned goods.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Which
yeah.
I would
same
throw
thing
under emergency. Oh, Danielle.
Good job, Danielle.
Keep us alive,
Danielle,
baby. Let's go.
Today.
Why are you so... Brody is so pissed off that you guys are doing well.
Why?
Look at his arms crossed.
Nate wouldn't give me hold your nose when we were on the air. Now he's giving them whatever.
Go to hell.
I'm there
but that's
now.
That's what it is. It's canned goods or like emergency supplies.
All right.
You
got Gandhi.
You were right. I agree.
How many
thank
buzzes
you
do they have?
I got two buzzers.
This is our last one.
Okay, here's your last chance. Okay, name
on,
something
Gandhi
a person might keep in a cellar. Gandhi,
ready
the
for
bottom
the third
three
buzz
answers are still on the board.
Would we say like workout equipment?
Yep.
Oh, that's good.
Okay,
good.
Workout good equipment.
Good
we're going with that.
Good answer, Gandhi. Good
all
answer.
Right. Apparently, nobody in our studio audience works out because it is not a response.
So now we get to steal.
What the hell?
Okay, guys,
sorry.
There are three answers left.
You know what Nate has in his cellar? A deep freeze.
I bet he does.
Hey, I use it all the time.
That's a good answer. What about bicycles?
That's a good answer. A freezer.
Bicycles?
Not a cellar. You got to bring
when was the last time you were on a bicycle?
That's a garage.
Yeah, but wait, a freezer, Elvis. I like where you're going with that. I don't have a secondary refrigerator.
A freezer in the basement?
For the dead body?
Well, the term cellar's throwing me off because the cellar's not the same as a basement. The cellar is like when you open up the big metal doors.
It's interchangeable. Okay, okay. It's interchangeable.
So you might have a washer and dryer down there. You might have old clothes you store down there. Those sometimes go in the attic. But I would say a washer and dryer or tools.
A rec room. Okay.
Yes, rec room. Good answer.
You have a rec room in the basement.
And you guys don't like bicycles.
I need an answer.
No, not in the basement.
Okay, let's go with...
washer and dryer?
Washer and dryer, right?
Washer and dryer.
I'm not feeling good about any of this.
Yeah. Elvis, your instincts are correct. Sorry, washer and dryer.
That's a great answer.
Ladies win by default. So you want to know the...
Three answers?
So tools... Tools.
Brody said it. You guys were about to.
A furnace.
Oh, yeah.
You store a furnace?
According to the... Only two people said it. They're morons. What do you want?
That is dumb.
And then finally, a gun.
Okay. In the cellar. That is a dumbass. That's stupid.
I have questions for the studio audience.
Get the gun out of the cellar. This is stupid.
Washer dryer was a good answer.
This poll came from England. Because I don't think
we're done.
Wow.
So we won, though.
You did. Fair and
square. We did. Yeah. Overall, the ladies won. Thanks to Diamond.
Ladies. Good job, Diamond. Good job, Danielle.
We're done.
Woo-hoo, ladies.
We're
bye.
Done. Goodbye.
Oh,
okay,
we're
bye.
Done? Okay, bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.